is Samantha Nodick, interviewing for the Park Central Mall project. Can I ask you your name, please?
Ray Cox, R-A-Y, last name C-O-X.
All right. Can you tell me a little bit about your family?
My family? I was born in Phoenix. Went to Glendale High School. My children all were born here. They're all natives. I have four daughters. They all live here, and they are variously employed. One is a nurse, one is a power trader, one is a certified life underwriter, and the other manages a Home Depot in Chandler.
Part of that, can you tell me where you grew up?
Where I grew up?
Yeah, a little bit about it, the neighborhood.
I lived in Sunny Slope. I'm an only child. My mother and father came here from Kentucky, and I spent all of my high school, grade school, and earlier life in the Phoenix area.
All right. Do you have a fondest memory of your neighborhood as a child?
Well, I have a lot of fond memories, but it would be too long to go into all of them.
Yeah. Do you have one that sticks out in your mind?
No.
No? Not specific. All right. Do you recall shopping at the Park Central Mall?
Yes.
Yes. All right. Can you describe what it was like when you went? Anything sticks out in your mind about it?
That was a long time ago.
Yeah.
And I remember I used to have my shoes repaired at Tony's, which was here, I think, is one of the first things in Park Central Mall. Goldwater's was here, and I believe it was downstairs in this area and upstairs as well. I didn't pay an awful lot of attention to shopping centers at that time, although this was the second shopping center built in Phoenix. The Birkbockers, Ralph and Elsa, were good friends of mine. They helped me out on a couple of community projects. I used to produce and direct the Miss Arizona pageant for 7 years, and Elsa Birkbocker was a big supporter of that, as was Ralph.
All right. You said you didn't pay much attention to shopping centers. Do you remember any of the fashions when you went? Anything that...
Any of the fashions?
Fashions. Do you remember any?
Not particularly.
Fads? Right.
I remember when the shopping center was built. This land that it's on used to be a dairy. And it was a great addition to Phoenix. Uptown Plaza was the first shopping center at Central and Camelback. And here, this was the first really major shopping center.
We have a bunch of pictures of when it opened. It had a big opening ceremony. Do you remember that?
Do I remember the opening? I didn't attend it, but I remember that there was a big deal about the opening.
Yeah. I think they had a ribbon that went all the way around the building.
I don't remember what year it was that it opened.
57, somewhere in there?
It would have been in the mid-50s.
Yeah.
I was away from here for 4 years while I was in the Navy. Mm-hmm. And it opened shortly after I got back.
All right. Do you remember visiting the mall with your family? Any share memories about outings? You said you got your shoes repaired here. Did you,
Pardon?
Who'd you come with? You said you got your shoes repaired here?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
At Tony's. Do I remember it? Not an awful lot. It was part of my past, but I don't really remember it. I'd rather look forward to the future than to the past.
Makes sense.
But my wife spent a lot of time here because she's 6 years younger than I am, and she grew up in an area that was much closer to here than I, and this is where she did a lot of shopping before we were married.
Did you ever come to Park Central for back-to-school shopping as a child?
For what?
Back-to-school shopping. Like before school started for school supplies?
Probably, but I didn't engage in the back to school shopping. My first wife would have been the one that did that.
All right. Do you recall any stores in the mall, any specific ones?
There was one store in particular. Later, after I got into the business community in Phoenix, there was a store that was owned by a husband and wife, and I have tried over the years to remember the name of the store, but I can't. They sold Arizona and Southwestern memorabilia, and it was a great little store.
Ponchos, maybe?
What?
Ponchos, maybe? I've done a little bit of the research into what stores there were. It might have been Ponchos.
No.
No. Okay.
No. It was a husband and wife operation, a very nice store. The husband was the president of the Park Central Merchants Association, and he was in the Phoenix Chamber of Commerce, and that's where I met him. We were both members of the Chamber of Commerce.
Do you remember one of the stores we keep hearing about is Miracle Mile, the sandwich shop? Do you remember eating there or anywhere else in the mall?
Sure. Don't ask me what I had because I don't remember. But yes, I frequented Miracle Mile and I frequented Smuggler's Inn.
Did you have a favorite store for the times that you came?
A favorite store,
a favorite place to eat?
Well, Goldwater's. As a matter of fact, my wife and I still have a gift box from Goldwater's. And every year it's who gets the gift in the Goldwater's gift box?
That's fun. My family does stuff like that. So we found some newspaper clippings of various events at the mall, including circus troops, Disney coming through, garden shows. Did you ever attend any of the special events at the mall?
Yes.
Yeah? Which ones?
I don't know. I don't remember. I attended so many events in Phoenix that they all become a blur.
There was often a lot of Christmas decorations and a whole sort of walk-through thing. And Santa. Mm-hmm. Did you ever take pictures with Santa or bring your daughters to come take pictures with Santa or the Easter Bunny, maybe? If you remember.
What was the question? Did I ever what?
Did you ever come or did you ever bring your daughters to take pictures with Santa or the Easter Bunny at Christmas? Or do you remember any of the Christmas decorations, maybe?
Probably, but I don't recall.
Specifics.
excuse me.
Do you have a fondest memory of the mall?
Fondest memory of here?
Yeah.
Having lunch with friends at Smuggler's Inn. Having lunch at Miracle Mile. Yes, I loved Miracle Mile.
Didn't they have like really big sandwiches or something?
Pardon?
I heard that they had like really big sandwiches, the portions.
Oh yes.
Yeah.
Back then I could handle them all. Now it's too much.
So there was a lot of downtown in this area. There was a lot of growth at the time while the mall was sort of in its heyday. Do you remember any of the big buildings going up around? Any of the business growth in the area?
I remember all the big buildings because When I was a kid, the tallest building in Phoenix was the professional building, and it was a bunch of doctors and the Lures Tower. And I remember when this built and thinking what a nice addition it is to North Phoenix. It is now Central Phoenix.
So what does Park Central Mall mean to you?
It means that a good friendship with Elsa and Ralph Bergbacher and their son-in-law, I forget what his last name was, Clive something or other, and in my business we had some advertisers from Park Central that we had on the radio and on our television station. Park Central was kind of a gathering place, being the only shopping center, the only major shopping center in Phoenix. It was quite a magnet for people to come and shop and walk and talk and gawk.
So the last question I have on here is, what do you look look forward to, they're revitalizing part of the mall. Is there anything you look forward to?
Say that again, please.
They're revitalizing part of the mall.
Uh-huh.
Is there anything specific about it that you look forward to?
No.
No?
No.
All right. You talked a little bit about the first radio station. You worked at the first radio station. It was K-Jazz?
K-T-A-R.
K-T-A-R. You talked a little bit about that.
KTAR went on the air on June 20th of 1920. It was the first radio station in Phoenix to have commercials. KOY went on the air about 2 months ahead of that, but they did not have commercials. And at that time, there were two radio stations in Phoenix, KTAR and KOY. I joined KTAR when I returned from the military in 1958. Was chief announcer and then became program director and then became station manager. KTAR was also, at that time, Channel 12 was KTAR-TV, licensed to Phoenix and Mesa. And the history of those two entities relating to Park Central, we had advertisers from Park Central who would advertise on Channel 12 and on KTAR radio, and that's simply the best explanation of the relationship between those companies and Park Central.
Perfect. Did they come to advertise the mall itself or specific stores?
Specific stores.
Yeah, like Old Waters or?
Like Old Waters. I'm trying to remember some of the other stores that were there. Help me out, you've probably.
Gold Waters, there was a JCPenney for a while.
JCPenney.
There was.
Diamonds.
Diamonds was there for, I actually have a stores list.
My wife was well acquainted with the Ralph Diamond family.
Yeah. There was also, let's see, any other good ones? Newberry's.
Is that a list of the stores?
It is. Would you like to?
May I see it?
That's
maybe I can find
in the 60s, and then I have one for the 70s as well.
Anderson's Menswear, yes, I remember that. The Candy Cane Nursery. David's Shoes, Diamonds Tea Room. Goldwater's. Did a lot of shopping at Goldwater's. Gooch Shoes, I remember that, didn't shop there. Googies. Oh, Leonard's Jewelry, yes. Leonard's Luggage. You're up on that.
This is the one from the 70s. There's also one from the back.
I'm thinking maybe that the store that I was trying to think of was the Indian Trading Post, but I'm not sure of that. So. Porter's, I remember Porter's being here. Tony's.
From the 80s,
I lived in Tempe and did not get here very much. B. Dalton, Dennis Naughton. By the 80s, I was past the expectation stage. Schmieder and Son. I had a private plane and I flew a lot with Otto Schmieder's son. He also had a plane. Rosenzweig. Harry Rosenzweig was a good friend. Harry and Newton. Smokers Inn. Okay, thank you.
You said you enjoyed Smugglers Inn. Do you have any memories of sort of the atmosphere of the place? Maybe what it was like to go.
What was it? What was the atmosphere like?
Yeah, what was it like to go to?
It was very friendly, congenial. There appeared to be, in my memory, there appeared to be a lot of kids with their parents, and it was a hangout for teenagers in later years, and it was all in all a very pleasant place to visit.
You'd go with a big group of friends. And
pardon?
You'd go with a big group of friends and all get something to eat. Remember what kind of food there was?
What kind of food? Mostly good.
Good. Hopefully, yeah. Right. You talked a little bit about the people you knew who worked in the mall, and you said you flew with
Otto Schmieder's son.
Otto Schmieder's son, what was he like?
He was a very good pilot. We would do formation flying. Can't remember his name. I'm the world's worst on names. Just don't remember. But we had a lot of fun. We flew out of Deer Valley Airport. What was your other question? My wife will be a much better interview because she spent a lot more time here and she probably remembers things better than I do. To me, it was a place to go to have lunch or dinner at Smuggler's Inn or lunch at Miracle Mile. Place to come and buy a suit, buy clothes, Goldwaters. And it was just a nice place to be.
You said you were friends with the Burbachers.
Pardon?
The Burbachers, Ralph and
Elsa.
And Elsa.
Uh-huh.
What were they like? What was, you know, did they come to the mall?
Wonderful people. They were very friendly. No pretensions at all about them. They owned the largest shopping center in Phoenix, but it was, okay, we own a large shopping center in Phoenix, that's nice. I particularly enjoyed Elsa because she was a big supporter of the Miss Arizona pageant, which I produced and directed for 7 years. And she was just a really very nice woman.
So I have a list of events, some of the events that took place at the mall. You said you didn't remember any specific ones, but maybe this might jog your memory a little bit. Different things that happened.
November 14th of 1955 was the groundbreaking. Okay. Oh, the Christmas trees, yes, I remember those. I vaguely remember some of these, especially the mountain men who came down from Williams they were in the rodeo parade. The mile of penny drives. I remember that. Don't remember the details of it. This is a good history. You know, probably out of the 67 or 68 events here, I would remember maybe four or five, but this is a nice prompt. Okay.
That's more sort of the 70s.
I was a member of the Valley Civitan Club.
Yeah? Any specific memories of that? Any specific memories of that?
No. Samantha, you have to remember, I was involved in a lot of things in Phoenix.
Yeah.
And most of them were... There today and gone tomorrow.
Long history. Well, I think my last question.
I'm not a very fertile ground for you, but my wife will be, she'll still be talking when we go up there. She occasionally suffers from what I call verbal incontinence.
Well, more than that. Thank you for sharing your story and
Thank
talking
you.
About
We thought it would be fun to come down and take a look.
Yeah, and very helpful.
There used to be a place down here called the Green Woodpecker.
Yes.
Is it still here?
I don't believe so.
Every time I wanted a funny or slightly risque card,
they had the perfect one.
I would go to the Green Woodpecker.
Yeah. There were a couple little gift shops that we found. There were a couple like gift shop sort of.
Well, like I said, for a period of time I lived in Tempe and didn't get into Phoenix very much except to come to my office, which was at Central and Roosevelt. Nice to meet you.
Nice to meet
Where
you
are too. You from?
I'm from